Nolte, James Scott is non-binary. Tolarico says displaying 10 commandments is violence. By John Nolte on March 10, 2026. Democrat U.S. Senate candidate James Tolarico said displaying the Ten Commandments in public schools is an act of violence against Christianity and Judaism. Because I haven't yet had a chance to comment on this, allow me to stop right here and announce my gratitude towards Texas Democrats for nominating James Tolarico instead of Representative Jasmine Crockett. Crockett worried me. Yeah, she's a nut, but she's an appealing and charismatic nut with an anti-establishment edge who might have encouraged certain groups to come out and vote for her, who likely won't for this Tolarico guy. Tolarico is a nut, for sure, but he's a bland, pasty-faced nut. He's the Irishman Beto O'Rourke without the Kennedy-esque veneer. Tolarico is Mr. Rogers' gay neighbor who lives in a tidy house all alone, unless you count his four cats and the parakeet. I don't predict election outcomes, but I'm sure relieved super Christian Stephen Colbert told a bunch of lies to rig it for gay neighbor Tolarico. Anyway, get a load of the freak who also believes there are six genders, God is non-binary, and trans people need abortion care. This bill does a disservice to both Judaism and Christianity, he says, and later adds that this bill is doing violence to both faith traditions. Violence. The bill in question is a Texas law passed in May of 2025 that would require public school classrooms to display the Ten Commandments. It passed the legislature along party lines and was signed by Republican Governor Greg Abbott in September. Leftists sued to stop it and the law is currently making its way through the courts. During debate over the bill, Tolarico said the following. This bill, to me, is not only unconstitutional. It's not only un-American, I think it is also deeply unchristian. It does violence to both Christianity and Judaism. There are way more than 10 commandments in the Jewish tradition, 613 mitzvot, and Christianity has its own rich diversity of interpretations. This bill picks and chooses one version, promotes it in public schools, and ignores the beautiful diversity of both faiths. It has no historical basis in American history as a mandate for public education. And let's talk about the Founding Fathers. I am a lot more religious than some of our Founding Fathers. Man alive, this guy. It's like someone shaved David French. The Ten Commandments are more than just the basis of Judaism and Christianity, they are the basis of American law. Moreover, they are the basis of Western civilization. To say they are history is an understatement.